In the words of Reverend William Barber, where political realism would have silenced dissent, faith had made it possible for a moral voice to cry aloud and spare not. But the faith that inspired moral dissent was not blind faith. It was, rather, conviction that took the long view. Even when they could not see how justice would prevail, generations of dissenters knew that it would. Even when they felt alone in the moment, they knew they were a part of a great cloud of witnesses in their long movement toward justice.
The Reverend William Barber says, "In the American struggle for justice and freedom, moral dissent has always seemed impractical when it began. Yet, people of conviction have responded to the psalmist's basic question by answering, 'Here I am, send me.'" Our group, which does not have an official name, began 2 years ago as a racial justice reading group. Many people have participated with us since then. We first met to read Chris Crass's book, Towards the Other America, Anti-Racist Resources for White People Taking Action for Black Lives Matter. We read a number of shorter pieces as well. In the spring of 2016, the group went on to read Between the World and Me by Ta-Nehisi Coates, a moving epistle he dedicated to his son. Our next book was Reverend Dr. William Barber's The Third Reconstruction, Moral Mondays, Fusion Politics, and the Rise of a New Justice Movement, the inspiration for today's service. All of our readings are quoted from him. Many of us in this church are involved in racial justice, educational events, service work, marches, rallies, and protests. As our fellow participants have come and gone, a number of us decided that sharing what we have learned and experienced might inspire others to join us, and thus this service came to be. You are invited to check out additional resources, activities, and opportunities for this work at a special table in Fellowship Hall during coffee hour. Come talk to us. We hope our message will touch you as it has us. And now, if everyone would rise as willing and able and join together to sing hymn 118, This Little Light of Mine.